Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
I am rooting for both the Seahawks and the Broncos on Sunday. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Super Bowl 48 should be something to see for many reasons. It's the first cold weather super site, MetLife Stadium, just across the Hudson in New Jersey. The forecast is actually pretty good for game time, but the weather in New York can change faster than those fickle Knicks fans. You have to love the Broncos and old man Peyton Manning, who at 37 only posted the greatest offensive season in history for himself and his team. It's a rare match of the number one seeds from the AFC and NFC and the best offense versus the best defense in the NFL. The Broncos have Manning and a star-studded cast of receivers, but another reason to root for them is Carolina's Sylvester Williams, the 25-year-old rookie defensive tackle who plays a lot on the Broncos' front line. But you also have to love the Seattle Seahawks, the oft-forgotten team from the rainy Northwest. Sure, quarterback Russell Wilson went to NC State, but don't forget he wanted to come here before John Bunning turned him down for someone named Mike Paulus, who never panned out and wound up playing for William & Mary against the Tar Heels in Keenan Stadium, while Wilson starred for the Wolfpack and later Wisconsin in his redshirt senior season. Led by mouthy cornerback Richard Sherman, the Seahawks will surely put some pressure on Manning, and its secondary is the best Peyton will have faced all season. The irresistible force versus the immovable object will be in play come 6:30 Sunday in the Meadowlands. But there's another reason to root for Seattle, at least in my house. My wife thinks Pete Carroll is absolutely the cutest coach in all of football. She came to that conclusion when he was coaching the Patriots and Jets into mediocrity. But then he found his game at Southern Cal, where he coached Reggie Bush, won a national championship, and got out of town just before the manure hit the fan. Now into his 50s, Carroll still has that collegiate enthusiasm and looks great coaching in the rain, where most of the Seahawks' home games are played. The Broncos have former Panthers coach John Fox, everyone's favorite in Peyton, and even a Tar Heel making tackles. But Pete Carroll is cute, and his defense is ugly good. It should be a great game, maybe the first Super Bowl to go to OT. One of those you hope never ends. This is Archansky. See ya.